Have you ever experienced a moment when you just knew your guardian angel was watching over you? Today we're sharing some truly remarkable stories from our viewers that highlight the extraordinary ways our angels help us, moments that will leave you in awe. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Hello everyone! Before we dive into today's testimonies, I want to take a moment to express my deep gratitude to each one of you for your kindness and support. I truly appreciate every comment, every prayer, and of course, every personal testimony shared with us. Today I'm excited to share some extraordinary stories, remarkable moments attributed to the help of guardian angels, generously sent in by you, our viewers. Through our Padre Pio videos, we are often reminded of the reality of these heavenly companions, and today's stories beautifully illustrate the truth of his words. Our angels are always with us, watching over us, and ready to assist when we turn to them in faith. Our first testimony comes from Jane, who shared not only one, but two incredible moments of angelic assistance. She wrote, "In my country, priests announce Mass intentions before Mass. One time a priest forgot my Mass intention, having announced the others, and had moved on with the Mass. I earnestly begged his guardian angel to remind him of my Mass intentions. About 3 seconds later, the priest stopped, checked his book, and found my Mass intention, which he proceeded to read out. Another time I had a difficult debtor who would not pay me. I begged his guardian angel to inspire him with the idea of at least paying me in installments if the total sum was too much. Sometime after, without me bringing it up, this debtor suggested this very idea. Maybe not as remarkable, but it impressed me because it came right after I'd pray for that." Isn't that amazing? Our guardian angels often work in these gentle, practical ways, bringing our prayers to others and inspiring actions that solve our problems. Thank you, Jane, for sharing this. Next, a viewer shared a moving account about finding a lost rosary. Listen to this. "I had a very dear rosary that I was sending as a gift for my son, and a person flying there was leaving soon. Suddenly, I couldn't find it anywhere, even though I had it in my pocket. I looked for it everywhere for hours, and I was extremely sad. I prayed to my guardian angel to find it for me and left for Mass. When I got back home, it was perfectly arranged on the commode, and my mom was sitting in front of it. Neither of us saw it before, and it was impossible to miss. Thank you, my angel of God. Thank you, Lord, for my guardian angel." It's moments like these that remind us how God always listens to our prayers, especially when they involve bringing a soul closer to Him. Thank you for sharing. In these challenging times, many of us seek peace, clarity, and renewed faith, especially during this holy season of Lent, a time of sacrifice and spiritual renewal. By joining the Protected Child of Padre Pio program, you invite St. Padre Pio's powerful intercession into your life through our Following Padre Pio apostolate. Padre Pio, a saint who truly understands our modern struggles, offers healing, guidance, and encouragement. His mission is to comfort troubled hearts, and by becoming a part of this program, you open yourself to his blessings and support. As a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll benefit spiritually through regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a deeper connection to Padre Pio's legacy, and a community united in prayer. You'll also receive meaningful gifts, like a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and access to exclusive resources, all reminders of his presence in your life. This Lent, consider making a small sacrifice by supporting Padre Pio's mission. Your monthly gift ensures daily prayers and blessings are offered for you, helping us continue his work of bringing hope and healing to the world. Take this step today to welcome his grace and guidance. Simply use the form below to set up your monthly gift and experience Padre Pio's powerful intercession in your life. Now, let's hear another remarkable story. This one involves a viewer being awakened by their guardian angel. This was back in the days before everyone had a phone in their pocket. The viewer shared, "I have had several encounters with my guardian angel. The most profound was when I stayed with my aunt after her husband was killed in an accident. I had to get up very early one morning and asked my aunt to send her alarm for me. She told me her alarm clock was broken. So I asked my guardian angel to awaken me by 6 a.m. I went to bed and pretty much forgot about invoking my angel. At some point, while it was still dark, I felt a very urgent yet soft hand rubbing my forearm. Since my room was completely dark, I awoke thinking my aunt had been able to set her alarm after all. I murmured that I was awake. I got up and went to my aunt's room to thank her for awakening me. I found her fast asleep. I went downstairs and saw that the clock on the stove showed 6:00 precisely. I knew immediately that the hand I felt shaking me was that of my guardian angel. I will never forget how that hand felt. It was exactly like a human hand, yet it was the softest touch I had ever felt, even though the urgent shaking of my arm. When I returned home that evening, I asked my aunt if she had awakened me that morning, just to reiterate to myself that it was indeed my angel. And she told me, 'No, I told you my alarm clock is broken. I didn't even hear you leave. I was sleeping soundly.' I still thank my angel for that encounter." And with that, we conclude today's testimonies. Thank you all for watching. We truly appreciate each and every one of you, and your stories mean so much to us. If you have any personal experiences you'd like to share, we would love to hear them. Please don't hesitate to leave a comment below or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. Your insights and testimonies help keep Padre Pio's legacy alive. Stay tuned for our next video on his extraordinary life.